This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another live broadcast. Of course, we are live on Sunday nights, and I want to apologize to my faithful followers. We were not here with you last week. We were not here with you live the week before. So here's the note from my mother, all right? I feel like I'm Horseshack on Welcome Back, Kotter, all right? Or is it? No, it's Epstein, right? It's Epstein that always had the note from his mother. 2 weeks ago, we had no power and no internet. In fact, at the Paris household here in Palm Coast, Florida, we were without power for 5 days because of Hurricane Matthew. And, I mean, it is still a mess here in Flagler County, Florida, where we're still cleaning up from Hurricane Matthew. So the power came back on. All was great. We were looking forward to doing a show for you last Sunday night. But then there was a technical glitch, which hasn't happened in over 2+ years with working with the network. There hasn't been any type of connection issue. We had a connection issue last week, so we went to a replay. No worries. We're back with you live tonight. And all is great. And I just want to thank the people up at the network for being so patient with me, especially with the hurricane, because I gave them short notice 2 Sundays ago. I sent them an email on Saturday saying, look, guys, my power's still not up. I still have no internet. I'm not going to be able to do a live show. So they had to scramble around and do a best of. And we did a best of last week. But we are back with you tonight live. And this is a really, really interesting night. Okay. There's so much to talk about. We're just about a couple of weeks away from the election. We're getting down there to the final battle between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and we're following all the news. But tonight, in hour number two, we're going to get off the topic of the election. We're going to talk about one of the most fascinating stories I have ever heard, I have to tell you. Dr. Axton Betts Hamilton will be with us. She is a PhD college professor, and her expertise is the topic of childhood identity theft. And this is a huge thing going on right now. Kids are having their identity stolen, and I don't know how this works. I don't know how a 5-year-old kid who has a social security number, right? I don't know how their identity can be stolen, and then someone can go out in the name of that 5-year-old kid with their social security number and start borrowing money and going in debt. I don't know how you do that. You would think there would be some way to track a social security number to an age so that you could say, wait a minute, we're not going to give you this car loan because you're only 4 years old. But there is no such system. And the story we're going to get into in hour number two, Dr. Axton Betts Hamilton will be with us. She'll be with us to talk about the most bizarre story of her own mother stealing her identity and running up thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in debt in her name. Well, she's still a child. She's not an adult yet. So she becomes an adult and starts to embark on her own life as an adult and finds out that someone has been using her social security number, her identity for years and years and years, and basically has ruined her from a financial standpoint. And what a nightmare. And to realize in the end that it was her own mother behind it. You're not going to want to miss our guest in hour number two. Next week in hour number two, our guest is Dr. Bo Kirkwood. Dr. Bo Kirkwood, and I'm really looking forward to this because I love the topic of evolution versus creation. And I'm not just one of these people that just says, well, if the Bible says it, it's true. And I don't want to talk about the details. I don't want to talk about the logic behind the Bible or the history behind the Bible. I'm a thinking Christian. I'm a Christian and I have faith, but I'm also someone that wants some facts to support my faith. And anytime we get into this whole discussion about evolution and creationism, it's a huge debate. And a lot of Christians get upset about it. They'll say, look, we shouldn't be talking about this. Let's just take the Bible at face value and not look into this whole thing. But here's the deal. When you peel back the cover of the argument that we all got here by some just random explosion in the cosmos, and then we, from that explosion, we all evolved to where we are today over millions and millions of years, it is so ridiculous. It is so improbable that that would happen. And that's what we're going to get into next week with our special guest, Dr. Bo Kirkwood. His book is The Evolution Delusion. And he's a guy that has all the facts, all the information to support the argument that we are created. Whether you believe in a Christian faith, whether you have an evangelical Christian faith or a Judeo-Christian faith or not, the idea of an intelligent designer is something that is very, very heavily supported by science, if not much more supported by science, I believe, than the whole idea of this random explosion evolution argument. So we're going to get into all of that next week in hour number two. I also want to tell you, as long as we're talking about losing power, being without power, I have to tell you that a couple of little devices saved me. Now, I do have a big generator in the garage, so we hauled the generator out when we lost power. And I'll tell you what, if you live in an area that is prone to any type of, you know, events like hurricanes, tornadoes, which is probably all of us, right? If we throw in tornadoes and hurricanes, you know, losing your power is a really big deal. And you really don't think about all the things affected by that, right? Of course, everything in your refrigerator melts. You can't do laundry anymore. Depending on how you get water, if your water is coming through a water pump, maybe you have a well system with a pump. Well, how are you going to run the pump? The pump is off. There's no water. So all of these things people don't really think through. So I have to tell you, we do have a big generator. We fired it up. We plugged in the refrigerators. We got a power strip and got all of our, you know, essentials going. But a couple of things really saved me. I had these two small backup batteries for my cell phone, and they're small little backup batteries. And they can recharge a cell phone four times, each one of these backup batteries. So I was so happy that that worked out so well, because I keep those fully charged as backups. Because sometimes if I'm on a business trip, maybe I'm on a long day, I maybe drive all the way over to Orlando to see my son, and then the battery runs low on the phone, and maybe I'm on the train or I'm away from my car where I can plug the phone back in to recharge it. I love having these backup batteries. I found the battery. And you can check this out over at miraclebattery.us. Now, full and fair disclosure, they are a sponsor of the show, miraclebattery.us. For $79, you can get a battery. It fits in the palm of your hand. And if you charge this thing up, it'll hold a charge for 6 months. For 6 months. This thing is so powerful. It comes with a number of different plugs to it. One of the plugs are jumper cables. It will jumpstart an 8,000-pound truck. It'll also recharge your smartphone, your iPhone, four times over. You got to check this out. It's a really cool little gadget. If you're a survival person, a preparedness person, check out our new sponsor, miraclebattery.us. Now, a lot of things coming up in this hour. At the bottom of the hour, I'm going to get into the National Enquirer story. This is unbelievable. I just went through this today. Hillary Hitman tells all. We're going to get into all of that. And before we go to the break, the Chicago Cubs are in the World Series for the first time in 71 years. And I'm going to tell you how to get the best deal on a ticket to the World Series right after we come back from this break. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Okay, we are back. A couple of you emailed me during the break wanting the address, the web address for that battery I was talking about. The battery, it jumpstarts a truck. It also acts as a backup for your smartphone, your iPhone. Will recharge an iPhone 4 times over. And you can find out more by going to miraclebattery.us, miraclebattery.us. Okay, you know I'm from Chicago, And it was earth-shattering news when I heard that the Chicago Cubs are going to the World Series for the first time in 71 years. And I have to tell you, I'm not that thrilled about it. And you're probably saying, why? The guy grew up in Chicago, lived there till he was 18 and went off to college. Still have a lot of family in Chicago. I usually go to Chicago once a year on vacation. Why am I not as excited? Well, you see, Chicago, as far as baseball goes, there's kind of, we break down into two different groups. We have the White Sox fans and you have the Cubs fans. So the really serious White Sox fans will actually be rooting for the Cleveland Indians. I don't know that I'm that hardcore, though, that I would actually root against the Chicago Cubs in the World Series. But there are those that will. And there's a long story about where we get the Cubs fans and the White Sox fans. And I'll tell you, I'll give you the short version of it. Those of us that grew up in families of blue-collar workers, my dad was an electrician. Back in the day when I was growing up in the Chicago area, this would have been the 1970s when I was of the age where I would have been going to baseball games with my dad. The Chicago Cubs only had day games. They did not have night games. So if you were the child of a blue-collar worker, your dad wasn't going to be taking you to a day game because he was working. So if your dad was a banker or a lawyer or a white-collar worker, a business owner, they might be able to get the day off here and there and take you to a day game. And they might do that, you know, maybe take Fridays off or take a Friday afternoon off, go to the 1 o'clock first pitch game over at the Cubs. So that's how it kind of broke down. So the blue collar South Side people, which is where I lived, we were dyed in the wool White Sox fans, Chicago White Sox. And the North Side people, the wealthier people, the white collar people, the business owners, they were the Cubs fans. And never the two shall meet, as they say. But this is still a big deal. Even in my family in Chicago, we sort of have a split in our family because one of my cousins married a Cubs fan. And this is like a really big deal. When you go to visit them, you're not allowed to wear like a White Sox shirt or a White Sox hat. They will not let you in their home. This is how big of a deal this is. But I do have a cousin that actually works for the Chicago White Sox organization, actually is an employee there. So we've got an inside track there for great tickets and all that when I'm in town to go see the White Sox. But in any case, the Chicago Cubs in the World Series for the first time in 71 years. I think they said 1945. Would that be 71 years? That sounds right. Now, I did a little bit of checking on this. If you wanted to get a ticket to go to the World Series, here's the strategy. I'm looking right here at StubHub.com at the ticket prices. And the ticket prices range from $749 on the low end, this is for one ticket to the World Series, to a high price of $2,250. Now, these are not the original prices that people paid. This is the aftermarket. This is when somebody got a ticket. I don't know what, maybe they got it for a couple hundred bucks and then they could put it up on StubHub and make $2,000 on it. So here's the deal. For some reason, the tickets to the Cleveland game. So this is where the Cubs go to Cleveland to play, which is the first two games are in Cleveland. Those tickets are $749 for game one, $770 for game two. But then when you come back to Chicago for game three and four, you're over $2,000. So you got $2,200 for game three, $2,250 for game four. So the strategy here, if you're listening and you're in Chicago, you want to see one of these World Series games, go to Cleveland. You can drive to Cleveland from Chicago, for goodness sakes, or take a quick hour flight and you'll be in Cleveland and go see the game there and you'll save over $1,500. Is that right? Yeah, $1,500 you'll save just by seeing the game in Cleveland. I mean, you'll have enough there. You could actually take three people to the game in Cleveland for the cost of one ticket to the game in Chicago. Just saying. Now, you might have to be on the QT if you're a Cubs fan and you're in Cleveland, okay? You're probably not going to be able to wear all your Cubs stuff. You get beat up if you do that. But you can probably bring three people for the price of one ticket, according to the latest StubHub.com ticket prices. All right, enough on the World Series, although that is incredible. At the bottom of the hour, we are going to talk about this National Enquirer cover story, Hillary Hitman Tells All. I've been through it. I'll give you the highlights of it starting in our third segment tonight. I did want to touch on something that is in the breaking news today. Just over the last few minutes, we've been getting more information about a tragic bus crash that took place in Southern California. And so far, 13 people are dead, 31 are injured. And let me use this story to make a couple of points, maybe even make a prediction here. When we think about safety when we're traveling, I think most people, including myself, we think about being in a plane crash. Isn't that what you think about when you're going on a trip? I always think that way. Crazy, because statistics say I'm safer in a plane than I am in a car. But here's the thing. When it comes to an airline pilot, there's all kinds of screening done, background check, and yes, they miss some people. You read about the stories of airline pilots trying to get into the cockpit drunk. But here's the thing. I don't think we have a good system for people that are, for example, driving buses, people that are driving Ubers, people that are, the engineer of a train. In other words, people who could still kill you in transit, and a lot of people could be killed. I mean, you could take one sort of renegade cab driver, Uber driver, Lyft driver, and they could get into, cause a multi-car accident. You know, these buses, you hear about these bus crashes several times a year where dozens of people are hurt. Many times there are deaths as well. And you have to wonder, what background check is done on somebody that gets a license to drive a bus. I know you have to take a test to be a bus driver. You have to get a special license. But do we really vet these people the same way that we would vet, let's say, somebody that was flying a plane? Now, maybe you might argue that that's not really required. We really don't want to require that of someone at that level. And maybe it's not more about, government getting involved in it. But I will make this prediction. I do think that this bus crash, as well as this recent train crash in Philadelphia, some of these other bus crashes that have happened over the last few months, this is going to spur a discussion, I really believe, in the coming weeks. People asking the question about, when we're in public transportation, when we're on buses, when we're on trains, when we're on, Ubers, cabs, these sorts of point A to point B modes of transportation. What safety measures are in place to check these people out? We don't know what the cause of this bus crash was, but your odds are a lot higher of dying in that bus on the way to the airport than it is on the plane when you get on the plane. So something to think about. All right, a lot more news when we come back. The National Enquirer story about the Hillary hitman. Stay tuned.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Mike, I don't hear the stream.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. And, wow, I've got it sitting here in front of me, the National Enquirer story. And I'm honestly really surprised that there has not been more coverage of this. And when I posted this on my Facebook earlier in the week, when I heard that this huge expose was coming on Hillary Clinton in the National Enquirer that was released on Wednesday, I was certain this was going to get enormous news coverage. Of course, a lot of people on my Facebook page said, made posts and said things along the lines of, Jim, you're really going to believe the National Enquirer? You're really going to put any stock in that? Look, the National Enquirer, you know, does have some strange stories. I will grant that. But they were the ones that uncovered the John Edwards affair. They got that right. And they've also done some pretty darn good investigative reporting over the years. And I have to tell you that I spent some time today, about an hour, paging through this issue of the National Enquirer. The headline here is Hillary Hitman Tells All. I'm not a big fan of these stories that are sourced anonymously. I just have never liked that. But setting that aside, setting that element of this aside, I can understand if you're the source of this stuff, why you wouldn't want your name to be out there. But on the other hand, the Clintons would probably have to know who this individual is, because this individual is described in a lot of detail. Although we don't get to know who they are, they simply refer to them in the article as Mr. Fix-It is the name that they're using here, the pseudonym for the source of this story. So if you read this story, they go through all of these different scenarios where many of them are linked to Bill Clinton's sexual escapades. And Clinton is involved in one situation after the next, Bill Clinton. And this individual is set out, Mr. Fix-It, to pay people off, threaten people. There's stories here of someone's photography studio burning to the ground. There's references here to homosexual involvement on the part of Hillary Clinton. It's really too much for me to sort of go through the blow by blow of this, but I mean, it is highly detailed. I find it much more likely to believe that this information is true, not only because it's so detailed, but also because what we already know about the Clintons, this goes right along with the narrative of what the Clintons have been known to be involved in. Some of this is new. Some of this is a little bit new to me. You know, the idea of Hillary, you know, her sexual escapades, which we haven't heard a lot about in the past, but that's touched on here. There's a lot in here on Monica Lewinsky, and some other names pop up here too that are very surprising. Some names of some other celebrities, which honestly, I'm not going to mention those because A, I don't want to get sued, but there's no need to mention them, but to say, look, if you want to get this issue of the National Enquirer, it's probably still sitting on your grocery store shelves if you want to grab this and read it for yourself. But let me tell you what the takeaway of this is. The takeaway is this. The Clintons are bad actors. They're immoral people that are involved with a lot of immoral activity. Might I say that some of it, if not much of it, could also cross over legal bounds as well, and have become experts on covering their tracks. And you always, because I think how we're trained, we watch TV, we watch movies, that the bad guy is always caught in the end, right? It's like on Columbo, he just forgot that one thing. For those of you that are old enough to remember the TV detective show Columbo, the bad guy always forgets, I forgot my bag of potato chips at the crime scene with my fingerprints on the bag. There's some little thing they forget. It seems like the Clintons have mastered the ability to get away with stuff. That's, I think, the message of this. But I thought it was fascinating. I was talking to my wife about this story and also about the WikiLeaks, all of the other things that, of course, that have come out over the last few weeks. And my wife was talking to a young person about Hillary Clinton and the presidential election. And it was a millennial, a young lady. And this young lady in her mid-20s, and this is probably how a lot of people feel, kind of said, look, you know what? Hillary's got her skeletons in her closet. Donald Trump has got his skeletons in his closet. I mean, the truth is, if you were to, you know, check into anybody's background, you'd find stuff. And we're never going to find anyone that's perfect. And it's almost like, can I coin a term unless someone has already done so? Is it almost like scandal fatigue that we've reached? I mean, that is that we've heard so much about all of this that it's overwhelming. It's almost like we can't handle anymore. Somebody had said, you know, if there was a video of Hillary killing someone. And we're not saying that's out there. We're not saying that's true. We're just saying, hypothetically, if there was a video of Hillary committing murder, people would say, well, you know, lots of people commit murders. I mean, who are we to say that murder is really all that bad? And, you know, after all, you know, if we had followed Donald Trump around, maybe he's committed murders too. That's kind of the point that people have gotten to with all of this, which is really sad. It's like a cynicism that I have never seen before, where people have really reached the point that, okay, we accept that all of our politicians are dishonest crooks. What else do you have to say? And so it's interesting because here's what I wonder, and here's my real big question for you tonight. I'm curious your feedback by email, your feedback if we open up the phone lines later tonight. Where do you think investigative journalism goes after this election cycle? Because it doesn't really matter. For example, you know, John Edwards caught in the affair. If that happened today, who would care? I mean, what Richard Nixon did is nothing compared to what these people do today, the Clintons and others. But really, where does investigative journalism go from here? Because now that we've reached the point where the American public says, so what? Who cares? Yeah, so, you know, they did this, they did that, they had multiple affairs, they've bribed people, they've engaged in blackmail, they rigged the primary so that Bernie Sanders couldn't win. Everybody does stuff like this. It's almost like there's no future, is there, in investigative journalism, because it doesn't matter what people do anymore. And I think Rush Limbaugh really made a great point this week, and I don't listen to Rush Limbaugh every day, but I do on occasion. And he said, it doesn't matter who would have run on the Republican side. Look at what they did to Mitt Romney, who's Mr. like, gee, golly, goodness gracious. You know, like your next door neighbor that you'd give the keys to your house when you go on vacation kind of a guy. And they destroyed him. It wouldn't matter if they had Jeb Bush on the ticket or John Kasich. They would have gone after him just as aggressively. The only thing, folks, this is me speaking now, not Rush Limbaugh. The only difference this time is that Donald Trump is fighting back. And so much of the narrative has been about Trump's reaction to all of this, which is really him just defending himself. I mean, think about all of the criticism that Trump got for the violence at his rallies. And now we find out that those committing the violence were planted there and paid by the Clinton machine. But now nobody wants to talk about that. And it goes on and on and on. All right. 7 years ago, I did something insane. I formed an alternative Christian social network, an alternative to Twitter. And you're not going to believe what happened to me. And this is the 7-year anniversary. So I'm going to tell you after this. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3500. 411 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and in this last segment, man, there's so much news here I still want to get to, but I want to talk about what happened to me 7 years ago, literally to the day, 7 years ago. I got kicked off of Twitter, which back then was a really big deal, and so I figured, well, Twitter suspended me. I think I was suspended for a week from Twitter. I wasn't completely banned from Twitter, but I was suspended, and it was for a really bizarre reason. There was something going on in the news. I don't know if you remember this, but Rush Limbaugh was attempting to become a part owner of an NFL team, and that did not happen because of political pressure, people saying, you know, Rush Limbaugh should not be allowed because of his views. You know, of course, people will, you know, say all they can say about Rush Limbaugh. Call him a bigot, call him a, you know, this or that. But in any case, I went on Twitter defending Rush Limbaugh because I thought, look, there's a lot worse things happening in the NFL, even if you look at just some of the NFL players. And so I sort of got a Twitter debate slash war going with a number of liberals, and I wrote an article. The article is still online. You can find it if you Google it, called Why the NFL Was Right to Ban Rush Limbaugh, which... it was total sarcasm. The article was totally a setup to enrage liberals who read it, thinking I was supporting their view that Rush Limbaugh should be banned from being an owner in the NFL. And after I posted that link a number of times on Twitter, I ended up getting suspended from Twitter. So to make a long story short, I decided I would form my own Twitter, which I put the money up myself. I hired some programmers. We set up a Twitter alternative for Christians called Christian Chirp. Ha ha ha. Yes, tongue in cheek. I meant the name to be funny. And so we did a press release. Jim Paris, editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com, has been suspended from Twitter and has started his own Christian Twitter alternative. If you go to Google right now and you type in Christian Chirp, you will find, still to this day, thousands. There's 411,000 results under Christian Chirp in Google. This was not just a national story. this was a worldwide story that this Christian guy started an alternative to Twitter after being suspended. And I got myself into such a mess. I had hackers shutting down the site. I had people posting pornographic pictures. Everybody was after me. I was literally in a 24/7 battle. And this went on for a few weeks, finally died down. But after a couple of years, I just decided, you know what? I can't keep pouring money into this thing. And I shut the whole thing down. But I have to tell you this, the most interesting thing about it, and some of you listening might say, oh my goodness, Jim Paris, you're the Christian Chirp guy. Yeah, connecting the dots. There's a lot of things about my history that people are surprised to know, you know, the different businesses I've owned, people that I've worked with, et cetera. But Christian Chirp, yep, that's me, Jim Paris. I'm the guy that did that. And it was worldwide news. I mean, all the big networks, everybody was reporting on this. Christian guy suspended from Twitter, starts his own Twitter alternative. But I have to tell you, the most surprising thing about all of that for me, really to this day, was not all of the liberals that came after me, all of the secularists that came after me, but it was all of the Christians that came after me. Yeah. And I wrote an article about this over at my blog. You can find this. Just go to the blog. The blog is searchable, blog.christianmoney.com. Just type in Christian Chirp. You'll find some of this there. So I wrote an article about this that I was so surprised. You know, I expected the secular community to come after me, but not the Christian community. And Christians were saying things like, because I'm setting up a Christian version of Twitter, I'm suggesting that Christians should wall themselves off from the world, that Christians should no longer reach out to the unsaved, to the non-believers. It was like I was sending the whole world to hell because I decided to set up a Christian version of Twitter. I mean, this was huge. And again, my biggest adversaries were from within the Christian community, these people coming after me. And I look back now, all these years, 7 years later, and you know what? I don't regret that I did it. I don't regret that I bagged it after a couple of years. That was probably a good business decision that I made. But now when we look and we see, for example, you know, the all these videos that came out from the Veritas Project, we see that Twitter has banned or blocked those accounts, blocked those videos. But yet they'll allow someone like an Anthony Weiner to post pictures of his wiener, right? They'll allow that, but they don't allow this Veritas Project guy to post his videos. This is exactly what I was concerned about, that, you know, for whatever reason, we really, I agree with a lot of people are saying this, Alex Jones, a lot of people are saying that, look, we're down to, in terms of social media, the social media is bigger than the traditional media. So if you want to have an impact, you got a better shot on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter. You got a better shot at getting your message out that way than you do through the mainstream media. And that's empowering, right? But at the same time, you can name on one hand, you can count on one hand these social networks, right? So you've got Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, you know, some people use LinkedIn, I guess, and there's Snapchat, a couple of others. But they, just like the mainstream media, have consolidated power into a handful of people. And so if they don't like what you have to say, they can censor you and shut you down, just like they did to me way back in 2009. And I'll tell you, it there's nothing more frustrating. You go to your Twitter account, your social media account, and this is how they typically do it. You go to log in and you're locked out of your account, and you get some kind of a cryptic message that says you're suspended for X number of days or your account is now terminated. And it's for violating their terms of service. But they don't tell you exactly what you did. You have no recourse. You have no way to go and argue your case or give a response or go into a court hearing. Nothing. You don't have an option to fight it. There's really nothing you can do. And so this is, you know, what my concern was back then and still is today. And for my huge critics of those that made fun of me, those that ridiculed me, tried to shut down my site, all of that, and the Christians that wrote op-eds against Christian Chirp and all of this, I say to them, look, you know, was I right? Was I right then, or am I right? Do you consider me right today that we need to have more alternatives? And Christian Chirp was never meant as a replacement for Christians to be on Twitter. It was just an alternative, like another outlet. You know, why can we have 500 channels on cable, but we can only have five or six social media sites? You know, I know there are more than that. Don't send me the emails and tell me about these that I've never heard of before. But you know, my point is this. Those that matter, those that have an audience, a following, there's a handful. And what we've really done is move the power, I agree, from the mainstream traditional media into the social media. But this has created an illusion now. The illusion is that, hey, this is now, you know, power to the people. Anybody can go on Twitter now and post a breaking news story. Anyone can go to Facebook and get their views out. This is not true. Just look at the people that get banned, that try to get information out, legitimate news, like the Veritas Project. They will block you if they disagree with your political viewpoint. So I really don't know what the future is of social media. I sure wish there were more options out there, more channels, if you will, for us to get our information out on. But we just have to keep fighting. You know, we just have to keep fighting the good fight. And I know some people have figured this out. I give Alex Jones a lot of credit. He has like multiple Facebook pages, multiple YouTube accounts. And there's a way to beat these people at their own game. I might just not be smart enough to know how to do it. But there you go. Christian Chirp, 7 years ago today. I really messed my life up for a few months after I did that. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back after news and announcements, we'll be talking about childhood identity theft. Do not miss this interview. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cartovite. Cartovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cartovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.